Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Dafayin Tes. We're going to start the shiur in the Mishnah, Dafayin Chesim and Beis, Mamzeim and Sinim, Asurim, Asurim, Yisraelim, Echad Tzchoyim, Echad Nekevis. The Gemara, in the discussion about Mamzeim, the Gemara has a discussion if the Nekevis Amutta after 10 days. If the din that it's asur ad olam even after 10 days is learnt out from amayni mayavi, do we say daimi na v'uki ba'asra that you learn it from amayni mayavi that it's asur ad olam even after 10 days, but uki ba'asra that the issue is going to apply to both zchayim and nekeves, or do you say daimi na umina that once we're learning out the din of ad olam from amayni mayavi and then nekeves amutter? So after 10 days, which is only learned out from Amayna Me'avi, you can only learn out the Schayim and not the Nekevis. That's the Ikka Sugya of the Gemara. The Gemara in that context mentions an interesting Zach, that if there's a Mamzer which nobody knows about, the Gemara says Lo Chai. The Gemara makes three Dargas. If absolutely nobody knows that he's a Mamzer, secret Mamzer, even that person himself is not going to live, the Eibush doesn't want him to get intermingled with Klal Yisrael, to marry Klal Yisrael. If no one knows that he's a Mamzer, he's not going to live at all. If, let's say, certain people know about it, but it's somewhat of a secret, but there is some idea about it, so then, for 3 days, they'll be able to live, and afterwards Hashem will make sure that they won't live, because it will be forgotten. And if everybody knows about it, then they could live indefinitely for an indefinite amount of days. That's what the Gemara says. So, Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivitz Aris, Simon and Ches, he brings a very interesting question from the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech quotes the Gemara in Chulin, Daftes, which discusses how do we know you go Basarayv. So one of the Gemara's Makar, that you go Basarayv, is that since you see that Maka Aviv is Bemisa, how would anyone know for sure that it's his father? In what way can we determine for sure that his mother wasn't Mizana, and really, someone else is his father, this is not his father? Elamai, because since his mother is married to his father, so I'll be Raiv, Vila Salach Achar Abal, I'll be Raiv, even if she was Mizana, but I'll be Raiv, there'll be more of a chance of it coming from her husband and than anyone else. So Mamela, Raiv is Machriya, that it's his father. So there the Gemara brings a Raya, Makar, that you go by Sarai. So Shara Melech asks, Lefidus Gemara, that a mamzer that's a secret mamzer that no one knows about is Loi Chai, what's the Raya that you go by Sarayv? Why don't you say the reason why we know that it's his father is because if it was anyone else and no one knows about it, so he wouldn't be able to survive. Mamzer Loi Chai. Since we see that he does survive, and certainly nobody knows that he's a mamzer, that should be the biggest Raya that he's not a mamzer. So what's the Raya that you go by Sarayv? Maybe the reason why we know for sure it's the father is because if it's not his father, he'd be a mamzer, and no one would know about it, and the male that would make that he shouldn't survive. That's right, the Shara Melech. Zag Rabbi Chanan, a very interesting teretz. Zag Rabbi Chanan Azay. The halacha is that a Safik mamzer is mutter. And we discussed this in the previous year, that this din, that a Safik mamzer is mutter, Parshas the pshat is, a lot of achrenim say that the pshat is, it's not the pshat, like often when a Safik is mutter, it's because we have a right to Neman that it's not us. We have a right to Neman that's sad that it's mutter. But by Safik Mamzer, it's not the way. Safik Mamzer is considered a separate class, doesn't have the same problem of a Mamzer. It's a Safik Mamzer. And a Safik Mamzer is mutter, even on the tzad that he is a Mamzer. Now, Bechanan brings the mashal, the Ran, by Safik Arla, the same thing. It says by Safik Arla, at Safik Arla Bechutzlar, it's his mutter, and you're allowed to even give the Arla, even though you know it's Arla, but if someone else doesn't know it's Arla, you're allowed to give him the Arla to eat, the Arla Schutzlar. And the Ran is Mazbah, because Safik Arla doesn't mean, it's a Ran in Kedushin, that Safik Arla doesn't mean that you have a right to Nema that's not Arla. Safik Arla means as long as you don't know it's Arla, it's mutter b'tayris vade, it's mutter even if Kamei Shmaya Gali, it is Arla. So you're allowed to even give it to someone to eat, if to him it's a Safik, Bechidish. Yeah, we spoke about before, the Shmaitza that says by Safik Mamzer, the Rambam that holds that a Psua Daka is allowed me the Raisa to marry a Safik Mamzer, even though Miman of Shech it's Aser. On the time that it's a Mamzer, it's Aser because a Psua Daka is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. on the tzad that she's not a mamzer, so it's also because someone who's not a mamzer can't marry a psuadaka. So either way, it should be also. How could it be mutter al safik mamzer if a psuadaka is marrying a isha which is a safik mamzer, a safik israelis? So either way, it's aser. Because if she's a mamzeris, then there's an isha loyave mamzer, which is chal in the psuadaka. And if she's not a mamzeris, so then there's an isha loyave psuadaka, which is chal. So that the Shmaitzer says, no, that the pshad is that safik mamzer is mutter b'teris vaday. And memela, there's no isha loyave mamzer b'kal Hashem, because she's not a mamzer, she's a safik mamzer. And there's no iser of Liyavi Psuadaka B'Kal Hashem, because she's not a Kal Hashem, she's a Safik Kal Hashem. And this is all Heteri Meteris Vaday. So Meila Oibe Zeifer to Bechanan, if that's true, so why would Hashem be Makbin to kill a Mamzer which is Layadiyah to make sure that a Mamzer which no one knows about won't survive? If it's a Safik Mamzer, it's Mutter and Ligamri Mideraisa. It's Mamish and Gans and Mutter. What should be the problem? So Tainaj Bechanan, Alam the Shavart, that when you have the heter of Safik, that's only when it's inside of the Safik. He brings the Marshal the case, like Abi Bittul Bereiv. If you, the Marshal, have a Kazayis of Chaylev, a Chatichas Chaylev, which is mixed with two Chatichas of Shuman, you don't know which one's a Chaylev, which one's a Shuman. So, Lach is, you'll add it all three pieces. Why? Is it didn't Bittul Bereiv, Acheram Lahates, the one that's Chaylev is bottled to the ones that are Shuman. Bittul Bereiv means he'll add it all three of them. But let's say you don't know about the Safik. Let's say you weren't aware that there was a Safik. You weren't aware there was any Chaylev there. And you eat a piece, you eat all three pieces, the Marshal. And then you find out that one of these pieces were Chaylev, but you didn't know about the Safik beforehand. So then you have to bring a carbon. You need to know about the Safik in order to make a Bittul Bereiv. In order to be Chal the Heter, you have to know about the Safik. Tainer Abuchana, that might be true by Safik Mamzer also. If you know that someone's a Safik Mamzer, then it's Chal HaHeter. If you don't know that somebody is a Safik Mamzer, so it's not Chal HaHeter of Safik Mamzer. So then there's an Issa Mamzer. As I were Rabbi Chanan Tainan. So Mela, if someone's a Safik Mamzer, Midaraisa is Mutter to get married to. So Mela, he could live, because Midaraisa is a Heter. He's a Safik Mamzer. Safik Mamzer is Mutter, because Midarabanan is also. Midaraisa is Mutter. He's a Safik Mamzer. In that case, he can live. He's mutter. He's not a mamzer. He's a Safik mamzer. Now, Shagin, if someone's a mamzer, no one knows about it, so he's not a Safik mamzer. No one knows about the Safik. So there's no chalais heter of Safik mamzer. So he's not a Safik mamzer. So mele he's a mamzer. So mele he's also because so mele the Avish will make sure to kill him. Lefi zeh, Tainer Rabbi Chanan, it's miyushiv the Shara Melech's kasha. Because the Shara Melech's kasha is, let's bring a raya from the fact that he's alive, is right, that it must be his father, because if it wasn't his father, he'd be a mamzer. The mamzer would have to die. He says, "Hain that we have a din that you go basarayv." So, Mela, as far as we're concerned, the Torah paskins that he's not a mamzer. So, the Torah paskins that he's not a mamzer. So, Mela, he's not a Safik mamzer. We don't know about the Safik. So, Mela, he has no heter of Safik mamzer. If Kamishmaya Gali is a mamzer, it would be Taka Aser. So, Mela, he would die. But if you wouldn't go Basar Raif, so Mamela, anybody who was born without the din of a Raif is a Safik Mamzer. We don't know who the father is. We don't know who the father is. We don't have a Raif. So Mamela, anyone who's born is a Safik Mamzer. So everyone will have the heter of Safik Mamzer. There wouldn't be a Metzias that a Mamzer wouldn't live. Because even if no one knows about it, we still have a Safik. We have a Safik Mamzer. Everybody's a Safik Mamzer, if it wouldn't be for Raif. We don't know for sure anything. So Mela, there wouldn't be a din that a mamzer is loichai. So that's his teretz. That I have a raya that you go bas raiv. You see that maka of it is b'misam. How do I know it's his father? Must be raiv tells me it's his father. Elamai, why? Either kasha was, maybe not. Maybe I don't go bas raiv, but the fact that he's alive tells me it's his father. Because if it would be his father, it'd be a mamzer, and no one would know about it, a mamzer loichai. The teretz is, if we don't go bas raiv, so kumtais, we know that he's a Safik Mamzer. A Safik is Chal. We don't have anything to mechriya the Safik who the father is. When you know that he's a Safik Mamzer, so then he's Mutti, he has the heter of Safik Mamzer, so then there wouldn't be a din of Loichai. That's Tainan Rabbi Chanan. Now Lamaisa, he doesn't like the word Lamaisa. Lamaisa brings a raya from the Ran that the heter of Safik Mamzer would apply even if you don't know about the Safik. The heter of Safik Mamzer would apply if you don't know about the Safik. So he's taka bothered by the Kasha, so why is a Mamzer that no one knows about it Loichai? So he says it must be not because of the Isser of Le'avei Mamzer. It's because of the Yichus. Even if Kamishmaya Galia, I mean, even if he's mutter al safik mamzer, but since if kamishmai galia is a mamzer, lemaisa it's a chsar nichus. Lemaisa it is a chsar, and there won't be a shor shkina because of the nichus. So mela, I would say, can't be mechalik if you know about the safik, you don't know about the safik. It says another tais in the Shai Melech's kasha. It's shayach that the husband of his mother is not his father, and he's still not a mamzer. Why? Because we pass an evid v'akam abo bas yisrael. You remember earlier in the fourth parak. An Eved V'akam Bobas Yisrael, even an Eishes Ish, is not a Mamzer. So if his father is a Goy, then he wouldn't be a Mamzer. So even though we could prove that his father is not another Yid from the fact that he's alive, because if his father would be another Yid, he'd be a Mamzer, and no one would know about it, and Mamzer Lechai, but still, we still don't know for sure it's his father, because maybe his father's a Goy. If his father's a Goy, he's not a Mamzer. I wanted to be Maisev Ksas, that even though, how would you learn the Gemara that brings the Makar from Rav, according to the other man in the Yomar, that holds it, Eved Vakam, Obam Bas Yisrael, Evlad Mamzer. And in the middle, even if it's from a guy, it's a Mamzer. So according to that man in the Yomar, how would you have a Raya go Bas Rav? So I was thinking, Lemaisi, you have another case also, you have a case, Bambati Ibra. If the Sheikh Vazera comes to Mefurish in the Beis Shmuel, the shame the Rabbeinu Peretz, that if a Sheikh Vazera comes to an isha not through an actual bia, but the sheikh vazera came out of the man and then came into the woman like in a bathtub. So then the child does not become a mamzer. So usually you have a case where he could have a different father, and the child wouldn't be a mamzer. So vaita without a roiv, you wouldn't know for sure that's his father. If he's a mamzer, he wouldn't be alive, but it could be as a different father. But as mabati ibra, the sheikh vazera got to an isha not through bia, and mela he wouldn't be a mamzer. And this teretz would apply, even like the man Yom Eved V'akam Obav Es Yisrael Levad Mamzer. I'll go upon him. That's the shtickle from Rabbi Chanan. And now let's go vayta to the sugi of Nesinim. The Gemara says, Amar Afchanan Bar Adda Nesinim David Gazer Aleim. Who were the Nesinim? Rashi says in the Mishnah, they were the Gevinim. They were part of the Shiva Umais, that when Nesgar Ba'arma B'mei Yeshua, then in the days of Yeshua, they, through trickery, they were Megayer. They claimed that they came from a foreign place, and then they found out that they're really from the Shiva Umais. Yeshua made them slaves. He made them Chayt Ve'etzim V'Shoye Ve'mayim. So the Gemara says that David was Geyser. And Rashi Shalun, and this is what Rashi says, Gevinim Leibim Nei Yisrael. Hema, Rashi says, Kalayim Einim Ruyim Lavi Bakal. They're not really Lavi Bakal. They can't get married with Klal Yisrael. The Gemara is Mayrech about the story that the Ebishta made a Rav, and the reason why is because Shaul was deprived the Gevinim of their Parnasa, and that was the Einish, and so Mela David had to Mephias the Gevinim, and the Gevinim wanted him to kill the children of Shaul, and because they didn't have any Rachmanis, so Mela David saw that they weren't Rachmanim, Bashanim, Gaim Lechasadim, and Mela they don't belong in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara afterwards says that you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was already Geizer because he said, Mechait Ve'etzachat Shev Meimecha. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Geizer for that dar. That dar can be Baal Bekal. But the subsequent daris, what? Could. And the Gemara says, Yeshua was Geizer because it says, Yeshua made them Chait Ve'etzim Shev Meimayim. And the Gemara says, Yeshua was Geizer only till the time of the Beis HaMikdash because he says, Lashem, that they made them Chait Ve'etzim Shev Meimayim for the Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash, they'd be mutter, and David was geyser on them forever. That's the sugi sagamar. So, the Rishayim ul Shtelzach, here it's mashma clearly that Nesinim is an Issa derabanan. That the din Nesinim is a Gzeir derabanan. Tublat earlier, the Gemara said that Leishas Chatenbam applies Begerusam, and the Gemara there says that Nesinim is an Issa deraisa, because Leishas Chatenbam is Begerusam. So how do we answer this theory? What's the pshat in Nesinim Asim Mideraisa or Nesinim Asim Miderabonah? So we have for this four shittas in the Rishayim. The four shittas in the Rishayim, what's the pshat by Nesinim? On the first hand, we have the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Nesinim Asim Miderabonah, like this sugi is Mavur. I, the Gemara before, said that since it says, like Siskatenbam, Dafka, the Geirus, they can have a Lashon of Chasnas, but Yusim have a Lashon of Chasnas. It's called Mashmel Leisachatimam is telling you that Nesin is also in the Raisa. So the Baal Amar says, and Kama other Rishayim say this in the Dasa Rama, that that it's a Machlekes of Sugis and a Chinami. The Sugi before Rava held that Nesinim are Nisa de Raisa. and that vayim vavim and aleph. But this sugya holds, and there's a kama miram here that holds the nesinim is nisa derabanan, and that's how we pass it. That leisus katanbam is dafka begayusam, dafka when they're still gayim. The Ramagrad holds leisus katanbam applies to all gayim. This would seem to be a machlekes tanam and kedushin about it. There's no din by shiva umas, and the iser of shiva umas begayusam is only exerim. Like the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser for that dar, Yeshua for the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and David for all daras. This is the sheet of the Rambam, like we said, and the Baal Amar. So the Rishonim has kashas, taisis here, nafayin tes, taisin ksuvas, dafchav tes, the Rishonim here, that there are kama mashmoisim from other Gemaras that nesinim arisim midiraisa, not just the Gemara early and nafayin vav, lamashal, the Mishnah in Makkos, the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Makkos, nafidal, and elein aloikin, haba, Alam Zeres Valenasin, it says. It says you get Malkus. How could you get Malkus if it's only Derabanan? There's also a Mishnah in Saita, Daf Memdala, when discussing about which soldiers are Chayzim Archel Melchama. And Rabbi Yossi said that Mamzeres and Nasina, someone who marries Mamzeres and Nasina is Chayzim Archel Melchama. The Gemara there's Mavur that according to Rabbi Yossi, only Nisa Deraisa is Chayzim Archel Melchama. So again, it's a Mishnah that says clearly that Nasina is Deraisa. Later in Yevamos Daf Pehei, the Gemara also says clearly that Mzeres and Nesina is an Issa Deraisa, Mamish Mefurish. So the Gemara alone, maybe you could say that Gemara punkt is going like Rava, that also Nesina is Deraisa, but the Mishnah is a Shver. So the Teres Rishayim give is that Enochanam is Lav Dafka, that Nesina comes along with Mamzeres. It's Agav Mamzeres, it says Nesina, but Nesina is Dakanat Deraisa. And Lykan would mean Lykan Makis Maridus. We see the Gemara there also says in both places, both in Makkos and in Seita, Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet. And chalutza, the Gemara says, is the Rabbanan. So why does it say Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet? It's Agav. It's just brought in Derech Agav. And the Makkos will get is only Makkos Maridus. So who then maybe could say Mamzeres and Nesina, which Kesed and Shas goes together? Now it's a little more daichik, because Grusha v'chalutza, the chalutza is an asmacht of Grusha, it's daimit to Grusha. Hashem, Mamzeres and Nesina, why should Nesina go together with Mamzeres if it's not their Isa? So Misal Shver, but that's the Maisa, what the Ram and the Baal Amar holds, that Nesina is an Issa Derabanan. That's the first sheet in the Rishayim. The second sheet, on the other extreme, is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Taisus here brings in Afayin Tes, Taisus in Ksuvus Daf Chav Tes, or the Rishayim brings sheet to Rabbeinu Tam, that Nesina by their Isa, Nesina by their Isa, unqualified. What's Pshat in Agamara that says that Nesinim David was Geyser, Moshe Rabbeinu was Geyser, Yeshua was Geyser? He says they were Geyser Avdus. The Issa to get married is an Issa Deraisa Leisus Chatanba. The Gzeir we're discussing here is a Gzeir of Avdus, that they made them into Avadim. Moshe Rabbeinu made that door into Avadim, Yeshua made them into Avadim, Kol's man of the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech made them into Avadim La'ilam. And they aren't really Avadim, they're not Mamash Avadim, they don't have Mamash status of Eved Ivri, there's no love of Liya Kaddish them, it brings Kamarayis that they're not Avadim. It says there in the Mishnah Ksuvah Zavchav Tes that Abal Nesina gets Knas, even though Shifka doesn't get Knas, they're not Mamash Avadim, but they like Avadim. Second class status. He says, so what does he want to mean? Doesn't mean royally davik to get married to them, because anyway, to us to get married, leishes chatanbam, royally davik means to be ben chayrin kameisam, to be a part of the ummah, to be a first class citizen in the ummah. Not royally davik, not royally to be b'nei chayrin, they have to be avadim, they have to be second class. That's a shittas Rabbeinu Tam. What's dachuk about shittas Rabbeinu Tam is that this Gemara is mashma, it's going on the Mishnah that says nesinim are aser. And it says, David Gazar Aleim, it's Mashmanet, it's explaining the Mishnah, why Nesina Marasar. Chai, it's a big daichik, that the real reason why Nesina Marasar is an Issa Deraisa Leisus Chatanbam, and the Gemara Agav says that David was Geyser something else, he was Geyser Avdus on them. That's a shtickle daichik. Another daichik is like this, the Gemara Nevei Desire, when talking about the Issa of marrying a guy, the Gemara says that there's a Gzeri Darabana not to marry a guy, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean? It's Deraisa Leisus Chatanbam. The Gemara then makes a chilik between if you marry derech ishus, that's where you have leisus chatanbam, when you're doing it the derech of marriage. But just being mezana with the guy, that's not asa midereisa, that's only asa miderabanan. That's the Gemara of a desire. So the chay, you see clearly that Gemara nam done that leisus chatanbam is going on a guy. Not like the Gemara earlier that said that leisus chatanbam has to be talking about a geiris because when they're a guy, there's no chitan. So according to the Rambam, it's good. That Gemara is going la'alacha, that Nesinim are Nisa Derabanan, and Leisus Katanbam is going on when they're a guy. According to Beinu Tam, it's a bissel shver, that Beinu Tam holds that Nesinim are Asami Deraisa, and Leisus Katanbam goes begerusam. Like the Gemara said in Athayin Vav, the Dafka Geir says this Achidin, but there the Gemara brings Leisus Katanbam, telling you why you're not going to marry a guy. So Taisus himself answers the Kasham that there's two Isurim. There's Loisus Chatanbam, that's the first part of the Pasuk, that's going on a Ger. And then there's the next part of the Pasuk, Bidcha Leisitin Livnoi, Uvita Leisikach Livanecha, that's going on a Goy. That's going on a Goy. Now then you have the Machlekes of Shim and the Chachamim, where it's Dafka Zayin Umas or Ulgayim. That's a different thing, that's a different Isur. Loisus Chatanbam is going on Zayin Umas Begerusa, and Bidcha Leisitin Livnoi, Uvita Leisikach Livanecha, that's going on a Goy. And when the Gemara there says, Loisus Chatanbam, the Gemara means the end of the Pasuk. The Gemara means the end of the Pasuk, not the Pasuk. Loisus Katanbam itself is not. It means the end of the Pasuk. He brings the Gemara here on this blot also. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'ksiv l'yimsu avis albanim. So on the side, the B'shaya Pik brings, he brings the Taisus and Havei Dezer, Lam Vav and Beis, that we're discussing, that the Emes in the Gemara learns that from l'yimsu avis albanim, the din of Kravim, the issue of Kravim. The psul edus, the psul kravim leedus, is learned from liyimsu avas abanim, and the Gemara says the reason why we learn from liyimsu avas abanim that kravim apasul edus, it means liyimsu avas ayidei banim, is because for the pashti the cry, you know it already from the end of the pasuk ish b'cheta yimasu. So Taisa says when it says liyimsu avas abanim, it means the end of the pasuk ish b'cheta yimasu, just like the also leisus katan, but means the end of the pasuk b'chol esit and livnai. That's Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. The Ramban learns that Leisus Katanbam means both. Leisus Katanbam is going on Geirus because of Lashon Chitan, but Leisus Katanbam is going Begiyusim Kapashi the Krah. Leisus Katanbam itself means both. Al Kapana met Chitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Nesinim are also Midirangs to Leisus Katanbam, period. And this Gemara that discusses Exer is not Tumen Exer to get married, it's Tumen Exer they should be Avad. So far we have these two Chitas, the Rambam Chit that Nesinim are also Midirabanim, period. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav, which says that Leisus Katanbam is going to Gerusim without Paskin that way, and the Mishnayis in Makis and in Saita that a Mashu Nesinim is Nereis, it's Lav Dafka. And we have Shid Nezvei Netam, that Nesinim are Asami Dereisa. And this Gemara that says that this Exeira means Exeira of Avdus, and the Gemara in Avet Azar says Leisus Katanbam, that Leisus Katanbam is Lav Dafka, Leisus Katanbam is going on Begerusim. Begayusam, the Gemara there means the end of the Pasuk, Bidchal Esit Livnai. Now, the third sheet that we have is the Ramban Rashman Dva here. The Ramban Rashman Dva founded a big Deichik to learn that Nesin is Lav Dafka. And the Mishnah in Makis, the Mishnah in Sait is Mavur, that Nesinim Asim Midiraisa. And that's what it says early in the Gemara, the Fayim Vavim and Aleph. But Lidachisa, they founded a big Deichik to learn that Al Gemara, which seems to be talking about why Nesinim are Asir, and the Gemara says, that's also because of Xayra. So how do you reconcile the two? So the Ramban, Rashman, Dva, they say the following. They say that Midereis and Nesinim are also, but only the one that got married. Anyone from the Shiva Umas that was Megayer, that one that was Megayer, that Dar, he's also Midereis. But his children will be Mutter, because it doesn't say Daris. By Maina Me'avi, it says Dar Asiri. By Mamzi, it says Gam Dar Asiri. By Mitzvah Adarmi, only the first two Dairis are Asr. The third Dair, Mitzvah Shlishi, is already Mutter. By Nesina, even the second Dair is Mutter. The first Dair, the ones who Megai, they're Asr Midaraisa, Lava Bakal. The second Dair will be Mutter Midaraisa. And our Gemara that says that David Gazalein means for the second Dair, means that even their children, the grandchildren of the ones that are Megai, they're going to be Asr Midarabanan to get married. Now, there could be an afkamina of an issin nesina midiraisa even bismanazet, even though all the gevonim that were megayer, they're not around anymore, and their children, like we said, aren't asa midiraisa. But let's say you'd happen to have someone from the Zion Umais that was never megayer, lemashal, the Girgashi, that fled to Africa. If you know that somebody's from the Zion Umais, from the Girgashi, then he wants to be megayer, so he himself would be also lover bakal. But if he would marry somebody, another Kagosh Yetz Megayer or Ger or whatever it is, then their children will be Mutter, Midiraisa, and Minarbon, and even their children will be Aser. So according to them, there is an Issa Deraisa of Nesina, but only the ones that were Megayer. So male, the Mishnah in Makis and the Mishnah in Saitu, which says Nesina, could mean a Nesina, meaning the Deraisa Dik in Nesina, the one that actually was Megayer. Either one that was Megayer, Bimei Meishu, Bimei Yeshua, or anyone that was Megayer throughout the Dairus, the one that's Megayer, he's also Midaraisa. And that Gemara that says that David was Geyser, Yeshua was Geyser, Moshe was Geyser, that means L'Dairus. Well, actually, Moshe was only Geyser on that Dar. That's what the Gemara says. So the Shainim have to say, I think Sas B'deichik, that Moshe's Geyser was Takanat that they can't get married. Moshe's Geyser was just at the Shaiva Eitzim, the Chodva Eitzim, the Shaiva Mayim, and wasn't a Geyser to get married, because getting married anyways is also Midaraisa. Now the Gemara held like this. The Gemara held that if they're Chodva Eitzim, the Shaiva Mayim, in them state in Isidore Abundant to get married. That's the status of Chayt Ve'etzim V'Shev Imayim. So the Gemara in the Havman thought that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them an everlasting status of Chayt Ve'etzim V'Shev Imayim. So the Gemara thought that there was a Xeris Moshe that they can't get married, so you don't need Xeris David. And that, the Gemara's answer was that the Chayt Ve'etzim V'Shev Imayim that Moshe Rabbeinu did was for that door, and it wasn't a gay marriage, because for that door anyway there was an Isidore Isa to get married. Well, Gabanim, the din of Chayt Ve'etzim V'Shev Imayim was for that door. And Yeshua made them chayt ve'etzim v'shev v'mayim for all the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So Melitz Negeya, that even the next dar, even though they don't have a problem with Hiskatbam anymore, which is only for one dar, but they still would have an Issa Derabanan to get married, because they're chayt ve'etzim v'shev v'mayim. And David HaMelech made them an Issa forever. This is the sheet of the Ramban Rashi and Tvam. And Melbi Miyashiv, why the Gemara Nayim Vav says it's Deraisa, and the Mishnah in Makis, and the Mishnah in Seitas, Mashmitz Deraisa. That's talking about the ones that were Megayer, and this Gemara, which is Klar Mashmitz Darabonin, Salsuk Zeir, is talking about the generations afterwards. So, Kum Taisavail, three Shittas, the Rambam Shittas, that's Darabonin, period, the Rabbeinatam Shittas, the Raisa, period, and the Ramban Rashman Vashita, that the first Dar is the Raisa, afterwards it's Darabonin. And the final, fourth Shittin in the Rishainim is the Ravid. The Ravid the Ramban brings down, it's in the Sasagas on the Rif called Kasav Sham, the Ramban brings it down. He says, a Mayridik Achidish. He says like this. He says, the Yisayid Midaraisa of the Issa of Nesinim is that their Geirus that they did, the Geirus that Nesinim did, which was expressly for the purpose of not being wiped out, it's an insincere Geirus, that Geirus is not accepted by the Torah, and Mimele, you still have an Issa L'Iskatenbam even after that Geirus. Like the Gemara says in Davayim Vav, the Issa L'Iskatenbam has to be Chal B'Shan's Geirus, because that's the only time it's Shayachitan. So the Geirus really worked, but the Eved that Geirus worked, even though it was insincere. A Geirus is insincere, but the Eved works. Like the Gemara says it early at the end of the second parak of Yevamos, that even though we're not Mekabel Geirim, who are insincere, just doing it for marriage or for any other purpose, but the Eved, if you accepted them, they become Geirim. That's also been the Geir to be a part of Klal Yisrael. But the Geir to get married to Klal Yisrael, there remains the Isser Goyim, that's the din of Lois Hiskatenbaum, that Geirus, the Geirus that's done in order not to get wiped out, is not considered a Richtige Geirus, and there's something missing in the Geirus, there's a Chesaron in the Geirus, and that Chesaron asks them Lekal Midaraisa. That's all Midaraisa. But the din, and this would last. It's not like the Rishainim that there's no Isser Geirus. Their children also are only coming Mikayach that Geirus, and their grandchildren also, v'chuli, v'chuli. Anyone that's Jewish because of Yena Geirus, there's an Issa Deraisa in him to be loved Bekal. But let's say one of the Nesinim would decide they want to undergo a proper Geirus. They want to have a Taka Geirus L'Shem Shemayim. They want to be fully Jewish. So then the Dimi Deraisa is they could have a subsequent Geirus, which is a tremendous chiddush, because they're already geirim. But they could undergo a new geirus and get a complete geirus, because there's something missing about the original geirus. Now they could get a new geirus, and that could complete their geirus, and mele, then they'll be mutar b'kal. Now there was a gzeira, and it's mashu from the Raiva that what was the gzeira? The gzeira was not to allow them to have this geirus. It's mashu from the Raiva that if they would ever want to do, if somehow they would do this geirus on them, would have a complete geirus, they would taka be mutar b'kal, even in their abonon. The geirus their abonon is, don't allow them to make this geirus. Don't allow this geirus to be complete. Leave them in their status of inferior geirus, and the male of their also b'kal me their eyes. So this answers the kasha geshmak. If you makabel this chiddush, it answers the kasha geshmak. The mashmais in that, the sinim asumi deraisa, the Gemara early had the fine vav, the Gemara later in the afpehei, the Mishnah in Makis, that Nesina gets Malkus, the Mishnah in Saita, that from Dala, that Nesina is Chayz Marcha Muhammad. Nesina is Asimi Deraisa. That applies to all Nesinim, not like the Rishainim that say it only applies to the first generation Nesinim. That applies to Nesinim Lederis. Anyone's in Nesina is Taka Asimi Deraisa. But this Gemara that says that the Issa came from the Gzeira is also correct. Because Lulei the Gzeira, if it wouldn't be for David and Malik's Gzeira, Yeshua's Gzeira, so there'd be an Eitzah how they could be Baba Kal. They could go and make a new Geiris, and make a sincere Geiris, make a real Geiris, and mail them with the Bakal. Because the Issa Nemsech from the fact that the Geiris is not complete. There's still some Gaishkeit there. And that's what's asking them of a Bakal. But Midaraisa, you could fix that. It's the Gzeira of David and Yeshua that makes that we can't complete the Geiris and we can't make them Mutter Bekal. So Melech Dims, it's Taka Asa Midaraisa, but it's only Asa Mikayach the Gzeira. Now the Vart is a Rizik Echidish. To say that there's something, there's an in-between Geiris, a Geiris that's good enough to make you Mechuyiv in all mitzvahs and make you Taka Jewish, but it's not good enough to imati you love a bakal, and that is the din of Nesina, that is the din of Leisus Chatenbaum, is a Rizik HaChedesh. But that's what the Ravid says. Now this also could be Shittas Rashi. Now Chreinim Redi Shtelzlik, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Chedushik Sam Sefer, and Ksuvah's Daf Chavtes, the Shtelzlik is a great Sistir in Rashi. And now with Sugi Rashi says that this is discussing the din of love of bakal. It's Mash Maklar in Rashi at the din of Nesina's Durabana. Also, the Rashi there in Ksuvah's Daf Chavtes on the Mishnah of Eilun Arish Yeshlem Knas, Habal and Nesina, Rashi says Nesina is also goes David Gazer Aleim. David Gazer Aleim. Smash McCloud is no way said the Rashi of Nesina. The Issa comes because of Xerius David. On the other hand, Rashi and Sanhedrin Nafnan Aleph, and Rashi and Makis in the beginning of the third parak, on the Mishnah of Eilun Aleikin, Rashi in both those two places says clearly that Nesina is Malkus Mishum Leisus Chatenbaum. He says clearly that the Sina gets Malkus has Leisus Chatenbaum. L'chaya Pella, l'chaya Agvalda Gestira. And even though it's actually a Machlaikis in the Gemara according to the Rambam, the Gemara in Ayin Vav says that Nesina is their Isa. The Gemara here says it's their Abanan. But why should Rashi and Ksuvis say that Nesina is also goes David Gazer Lehem, and Rashi and Sanhedrin and Makis say Nesina is also mid their Isa, it's Leisus Chatenbaum. So Evid the Pei Yeshua and the Chsam Sefer, that Rashi holds like the Shittas HaRavid. Rashi holds that Be'etzim is seen as Asim Midaraisa, like he says clearly in Makis and in Sanhedrin. And it'll be a big daichik to learn the Rishayim, it means the first generation Nesina. The Gemara says, Stam Nesina, and he says, Asim Mishum Leisus Chatenbaum. Terry says, All Nesina, Asim Mishum Leisus Chatenbaum, the Asim Midaraisa. Now, the Gemara here, that Rashi learns clearly that we're talking about the not royal love of Bakal, that Gemara is saying that there's a Xeir Darabana not to accept their Geirus, the Geirus that they had is a chsarin because the geirus was done, it was insincere, it was only done because they were scared, so it has a chsarin in it which makes them asim in their eisa. The geirus chachamim is that they shouldn't be able to make a further geirus to complete the geirus and then become mutter. That's where the geirus chachamim is. The Yeshua is mamish medayike from Rashi here. The Rashi here, when the Gemara asks the kasha that Moshe was geirus, because it says mechayde vitzecha v'chei v'mecha, Rashi says, "Me the Karinu lechayt ve'etzim ban payu." How do you see from the pasuk "Mechayt ve'etzecha v'chayv mecha" that Moshe was geizer? So Rashi says, "Because since it says the chayt ve'etzim shayv mayim by itself, shma mino lav v'chlal yisrael ninu, v'lav v'chlal geirim el avodim v'avodim sulim ninu." So if you learn the Rashi kapshutai that there are avodim, meaning that there's a lav of loyia kadesh, that's right from Kama time. The Rishonim are bothered. The Kama Rayas that the Nesina are not considered Avodim, Taisus brings a Raya because you see that a Baal Nesina get Knas and a Baal Shifri you don't get Knas. And also, if there's an Issa of Avodim, Avodim are not allowed to marry Gerim. There's no Heta for Avodim to marry Gerim. And Nesinim are allowed to marry Gerim. It's Mefurish in the Gemara and Kedushin. So you see that they can't be Avodim. If they're Avodim, they wouldn't be allowed to marry Gerim. Avodim are not allowed to marry Gerim. Nesinim are allowed to marry Gerim. So you can't really mean Avodim. Hazakh Pnei Yeshua, what he means is like this. Rashi says that Yisina Chayt ve'etzim and Shayt ve'mayim, he doesn't say Stam, midakirinu l'chayt ve'etzim, since they're called Chayt ve'etzim, is a raya there avadim. No, he says it's a raya there not b'chlal Yisrael and not b'chlal Geirim. Where do you see that? Because if they were b'chlal Yisrael and b'chlal Geirim, so then they're already included. He said, Atem Yisav v'mechem ayayim, Mashaychem, Shiftechem, He said v'gerich asher b'sharech already included all the geir. So why are they separate status? Vayis says their geiris is a vinsig geiris. Their geiris, it has to be something, otherwise they wouldn't be bar b'bris altogether. But Vayis says their geiris is missing in their geiris. It's an incomplete geiris. It's kufu we learn from the pasuk. There's another status. There's a status of Yisrael. There's a status of gerich asher b'sharecha. And there's another status in Klal Yisrael of Chayv Ve'etzach V'Shayv V'Mecha, the insincere geiris, that they already have more of the psul guy in them. And that's like the Raivad, that the Is of Nesinim comes because the geiris isn't complete. So Mel, it's Miyushev Estir and Rashi, Avada, Nesinim Haint Arasim Yidereisa, but you need the Xeris Chachamim that they're not able to complete the geiris and become mutter. So those are the four shittas. The Rambam Shita and Nesinim Asim in the Rabbanim period, Lysus Katnam's only going on Gayim, Rabbin in time Shita and Nesinim Asim in the Raisa period. Xera mentioned as Sugi is only a Xera of Avdus, it's not a Xera of that they can't be Baal Bakal, because me the Raisa they can't be Baal Bakal. They have the Ramban Rajman Dva that say first generation is Asim in the Raisa, their children are also out Xera of our Sugi. And the Raiva that says that the geiris that they made is an incomplete geiris, so male they're asim midiraisa. If it wouldn't be for the geiris, they'd be able to complete the geiris and become mutter. It's because of the geiris that they have to remain with the incomplete geiris and remain asim midiraisa. Right in the sugya, the Gemara, towards the end, the very beginning of Amud Beis, says, "Bimei Rebbe bikshu lahatin nesinim." The days of Rebbe, they wanted to be matter the nesinim. They wanted to be matter David's Gzeira of the Nesinim. Amalahem Rebbe. So Rebbe said to the Chachamim, "No, we can't. Chalkenu natir, v'chelik mizbeach miyatir. We can only be matir our chelik. That the Nesinim have to work for us, that we could be matir. But the Nesinim also have to work for the mizbeach, that we can't be matir." Ad kan the Gemara l'nyanenim. So Taisus and Lushainim, they asked the Kasha, how could Rebbe be matir the Nesinim? There's a gzeir from David, ain't bezin ushay levato bezin shachaveroi, elam ken golomen and bechach of a minion. How could Rebbe be mate? You're not allowed to be mate a gzeir that was made by a previous bezin unless you got a bechach of a minion. So Taisus answers, and all the Rishayim say this as well, that it's not called being mevato divet bezin chaveroi because hefke bezin hefke. Hefke bezin hefke, memela they could be mate. Now, lechaira, it should depend. We mentioned before, Shaitis Rabbeinu Tam, which Taisus goes with, is that Be'emes and the Isser to get married, that's an Isser Deraisa. The whole Sugi Sagamar of the Gzeir of the Nesinim was a Gzeir, they should be Avadim. They should have to work, should be a second class, they should be Chayit Ve'etzim and Shayiv Emayim. So there, you could say that Bimei Rabbi, they wanted to free them from the work, Hefker Bez and Hefker. On that, the Taina was, no, they could only free their own Chalik, they can't free the Chalik Mizbech. But according to all the other Rishaynim, the Rambam that holds that the whole din Nesinim is Nesir Derabanan, or the Ramban Rajmud Vo, which hold that the first Dar is Deraisa, but the subsequent Dar is Nesir Derabanan, or the Raivid that holds that the din Derabanan was that you can't become Gerim Gemurim in order to not have the Issa Deraisa anymore, like we explained. So if that's what the Gemara is discussing, if these Gzeris were Gzeira B'negeia, that you can't get married to the Nesinim, so Avad the Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahat Nesinim means that he wanted to matter the Issa to get married. So Chayitz Vaiteshver, how could they be matter Nesinim? Ein Bezin Rishay Levatal Devi Bezin Chavei. How could you? What's the teretz of Hefker Bezin Hefker? We're not talking about their avdus. We're talking about them that they had to get married. So the Rabban's Mashmah, his teretz is Ein Achinami, that Rebbe didn't want to be matter them to get married. That Issa the Rabbanim would have remained. But there was another gzeira. Even though the Gemara is discussing the Issa to get married, we're also talking about the fact that they were chayt ve'etzim v'shay v'mayim, which was done in order that they shouldn't become mixed with Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't mingle with Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. Being mad to the Shibud, not to be mad to the marriage. Being mad to the Shibud, that the Bimei Rebbe, they want to be mad to, and that Rebbe said, they can't be mad to the Chelik Mizbech. But Einachanami, they didn't want to be mad to the marriage. That's how I understand the Ramban. The Ramban Grana says another teretz, that he says that it's not like an Isser, which a Bezin afterwards can't be matter. It's a Knas. David HaMelech was said that they were bad people, they deserve a Knas. They don't deserve to be able to be Dabak Bumi Yisraelis. Ay Bezai, if a subsequent Bezdin, Kafi HaTzarech, wants to be Makar of them, doesn't want to cancel them anymore, that's not called being Mevatel Bezin Shal Chaveri. the Bezu would make an issur, it's Yagla Teira, then you can't be Mevatel. But if it's a Knas, it's an Einish on these people, then you could always take off the Einish, you could always be Merachem on them and be Mekar of them. That's Ramban's second Teretz. But the Rashi and the Dva learn up the Gemara that Bemisin, he wanted the amount of them to get married. And still, it's not a problem because of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. And they're saying like this, Kafiya Avanasi, they're saying that Enochinami, the Issa was the Issa to get married. But the way they shaft the Issa is by making them Chayt Ve'etzim and Shev Emayim. That's what the Gemara is Mavur. The Gemara says Yeshua was Geyser on them because it says he made them Chayt Ve'etzim and Shev Emayim. Where do you see Yeshua was Geyser on them? They shouldn't get married. He just made them Avadim. Elamai, that's Kufu was Xayra. The Xayra was you make them Avadim and mail the Apostle Lakal. Not the Pshat that the Mamish Avadim and they have a Psul Derais of all your Kaddish. That not. But they have a class of Avadim, and they're Abonin Dik Avadim. And they're Abonin Dik Avadim, Apostle Lekol. That's how they made the Gzeirim. And this could stem with the Raivit also. That's the Pshat why you can't be Makabal them as Gzeirim. Because they have a status of Avadim, they have a status of Chayt Ve'etzim Meshay Ve'mayim. And Mamele, you can't be Makabal them to make them Gzeirim Gemurim. But the Rega, you take off that status, and that you could do all it's Hefker Bez and Hefker, Mamele, there's no Isser. It wasn't Stam and Isser to get married. The din was they have a din chayt veitzim v'shev v'mayim. They have a derabbanan dik a din evid, which memela has an issa derabbanan to get married. Once you take off the din evid, they have kebez and hefker, so memela goes off the issa to get married. So memela it's not a problem of vezim vatal bezim chaveri. So begins the three shittas. According to Ben Tam, the whole Gemara was talking about the din avdus. So memela only discussing the din avdus and not go off its hefker bez and hefker. According to the Ramban, could be this Gemara, the Lahat and Nesinim only means from the Din Avdus Shabbai, or could be, it's not called Mevat HaBez Shechaveh, because it's only a Knas, it's not a Takana. But the Rashi and Dvar, they're saying that no, that the Psul, the Issa Derabbanan to get married, that comes Mikayach the Din Avdus. That comes Mikayach the Derabbanan to get Avdus. Once you take off the Avdus, the Hefke Bez and Hefke Memel, there's no Issa Derabbanan to get married. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Mishnah says, "Amr Rabbi Shua, Shamati Shasaris Chelitz Ucholtzin Leishtai, Vasaris Leicholtz, Veleicholtzin Leishtai, Veinli Lefarish." There's a halacha of Saris, someone who can't have children. There's a certain type of a Saris which the halacha is, in regard to Yibum, he's considered a Saris, and therefore if he dies without children, there's no din Yibum and Chalitz on his wife, he's a Saris, it's anyway Shmai Machli, like Rashi says. Also, if he's the Yavam, there's no din yibum with him because he can't be lahakum lach of shame. It's impossible. He's a saris. So mel is no din yibum. Saif he's the mace. You're not miyabim his wife. Not chaylitzu miyabim his wife. Saif he's the yavam. He can't be chaylitzu miyabim the yavam. If he's the only yavam, she's free. There's another yavam, so he can't be chaylitzu miyabim her. But there's another saris which doesn't have this din. Another saris has din like a regular person. And the Peshua didn't know the chilik. And the Mekiva never less have a machlekes which is the chilik. According to Rabbi Kiva, if the Srisus happened at birth, Sris Chama, which happens at birth, he was born a Saris, so he didn't have a Shasa Kaisher, then he's completely Mufka from Yivam. He can't be Miyabim or Bechelitz, his wife, and also he can't be the Yavam, he can't be the Chelitz. But if he wasn't born a Saris, a Sris Adam, a damage happened to his Evar Yezera after he was born, so he has a Shasa Kaisher. Since he has a Shasa Kaisher, so mainly he's not considered a Saris, even though at this point he can't have children, but he was able before to have children. That's not considered a Saris according by Vayim. That was Rabbi Kiva Shita. Having a Shasa Kaish is not enough. A Sris Adam is a complete Saris. The Chilik is the other way. Sris Chama, if someone's born a Saris, it's Shayach HaRefuah. There's no actual damage to Zevarim. He's just born a Saris. They just don't work. So then Chayach HaRefuah, the Chayach that it should start working, Chayach to get medicine, to start to help, to a treatment that it could work. A Shaykh in a Sris Adam, where there's an actual physical damage to the Evarim, it's not Chayach HaRefuah, so then he's completely a Saris in the Grat HaYibum. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks the following Kasha. According to Rabbi Kiva, a Sris Adam, it says, is Chayelet Zuchalitzin Le'ishta. Even though a Sris Adam is a Psua Daka, there's a Chayve Lavin by every Sris Adam. He's not considered a Saris Linyan Yibum because he had a Shasa Kaisher. So the Gemara says, Yechelet Zuchalitzin Le'ishtai. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds a Chayve Lavin a Chayve Krisus. Chayve Lavin, there's no Tvisus Kedushin. So since Rabbi Kiva holds a Chayve Lavin, there's no Tvisus Kedushin, So anytime you have a Sris Adam, how could it be Chaylitz or Chaylitz Lishtai? Chaylitz Lishtai maybe he could, but how could he be Chaylitz? How could he be the Yavam or be Chaylitz? The Chaylitz should be no Yibim by him because Chayve Lavin Ake Chayve Krisus, the Melet is totally Mufka from Chaylitz and Yibim, not because it's Shmai Machli, but because it's Chayve Lavin. Chayve Lavin, like Chayve Krisus, is no Tvisus Kedushin. So the Gemara wanted to say, so met a Ger. A Ger is Mutter with a Petsua Daka, because it's not Kal Hashem, Kal Gerim Likri Kal. But the problem was, is a Mefurish Braisa that says that a Sris Adam, a Petsua Daka, is, does Chalitza, and if he does Yibam, it works, but he's not allowed to do Yibam because of the Lavli of a Petsua Daka. So you see Mefurish that there's a Chayve Lavin, you have the Lavli of a Petsua Daka, that's why he can't keep her, that's why he can't actually do Yibam. And still, it's mavur that he could do chalitza, and that she's mechaliv in chalitza. So how would that shim with Rabbi Kiva shita, the chayvi lavin, like a chayvi krisis, and there's no chalitza v'yibam? The Gemara first had to have a minute to answer. The first teretz the Gemara wanted to have was, is that if he was a psu daka before the nefil v'yibam, then ain't a chinami. There's no chalitza v'yibam, the zika wouldn't start. But if at the time of the nefil v'yibam, he was not yet a psu daka, so at that time there's a zika v'yibam. And then afterwards he became a psu daka, since at the time of the Nefila there was Yibam, the fact that he afterwards became Suadak is not Mafkiya the Yibam. That was what Rabbi wanted to say. Now, Abaye asked the Kashanim, but the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel said that let's say someone's married to a Katana, which is not a marriage Midaraisa, and then her sister falls to him for Yibam. Samela, you're going to have a problem. You can't be married to both of them. You have a problem of a Chayzakuka. Rabbi Gamliel, who holds Zain Zika, he holds that he could stay with the Katana. And then after the Ketana gets older, so now the marriage to the Ketana is a marriage midiraisa. So she becomes an Achis Isha. She becomes an Achis Isha, so then she's a Gansa Mufka from Chalitza Yibam because she's an Achis Isha. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Din Erva came afterwards, but at the time of the Nefila, she wasn't yet Achis Isha because it was a Ketana, it was only Nesu'un Derabanan. So the time of the Nefila, she wasn't yet an Erva. She only became an Erva afterwards when the Ketana he was married to became a Gedola, and he remained married to the Ketana. So now that marriage became a Deraisa marriage. Now she became an Achisisha Midaraisa, so now she becomes Mufka from Chalitza V'Yibam. So you see that even if the Hafkaas Hazika, Ayadei the Erva, came after the Nefila, it also was Mafki Hazika. So too, according to Rabbi Kiva, it holds a Chayve Lavanak, a Chayve Krisis, and on Mafkiya Zika. So even if at the time of the Nefili wasn't yet a Psuadaka, it became Psuadaka later, also she Mafkiya Zika. That was Abayis Taina. The Gemara accepts the Taina. The Gemara says the Teretz. If Yosef said the Teretz, that price that goes like Rabbi Kiva, that holds that only Chayv Elavin the Sheer have a din of Chayv Krisus. Mams is only from a Chayv Elavin that you're related to. A Psuadaka, according to this sheet of Rabbi Kiva, even though it's a Chayv Elavin, does not have a din of a Chayv Krisus. Does not have a din that's Mafkiya Kedushin, who then it won't be Mafkiya Zika, and male there would be Chalitza V'Yibam for them. Atkan the Sheet of Sagamar. So I saw in the Shurim of Rav Nachum Metzavitz from me, the Shurim that he has in Daftes, he asked the following Kasha. The Rishonim there in Daftes are bothered with this Kasha. The Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Tais already asked the Kasha there. That what's the Pshat that the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Kiva, just like Chayve Lavin don't have any Tvisas Kedushin, who within Chayve Lavin don't have any Chalitza V'Yibam? That's what the Gemara assumes all over. Our Gemara assumes that the Gemara all over names on the Sanacha. Fact is the Kasha, that the Gemara had asked the Kasha before, why do we need the Pasuk of Alel? Typically, that we should say that the Gemara before said that if it wouldn't be for the Pasuk of Alel, we would say that if you'd say, Aseidah Chalitza Sheish Bekaris, you'd be able to miyabim an erva. If an erva falls liyibum, if you would say that a say with derech aloysi sheish bakaris, you'd be able to miyabim. You only can't be miyabim because ain't a say derech aloysi sheish bakaris. Even though chayve krisis don't have any tvisis kedushin. Chayve krisis don't have any tvisis kedushin. But still, the Gemara said, Nemdon, that if there'd be a din of a say derech aloysi sheish bakaris, you'd be able to miyabim chayve krisis. So, fractasis, so by Loisa say Greda, even if there's no Tvisas Kedushin, but why wouldn't you be able to say a Say Deich Loisa say? Why shouldn't you say a Say of Yibam should be Deich Loisa say? In the Rabbanan, that's what we do. In the Rabbanan, we say that a Say of Yibam is Deich Loisa say. And the only reason why he can't be Miyam Chayv Alayv is Mderabanan, like the Gemara says in Daf Chaf from Beis, Gzeira Bir Rishayna Otu Bir Shnia. Because Mideraisa, Naseda Achleisa would only be for the first Bir, he'd have to divorce her right away. Mele Mderabanan, they didn't allow the first Bir, Gzeira Bir Rishayna Otu Bir Shnia. But why wouldn't that put you, even according to Rabbi Akiva, even though there's no Tfisis Kedusha Mechayv Alayv, why wouldn't there be a Pasha that didn't have Aseda Achleisa? That's what Rishaynim's Kasha Naftes. So the Ramban and the Rashba answer that once we have the Pasuk of Alel, which teaches you that Chayve Krisus don't have Chalitza V'Yibum, so Memelo, we're not Mechalik anymore. Memelo, we say that the gather of why Chayve Krisus don't have Chalitza V'Yibum is because there's no Tvisus Gedushin. Avada, without a Pasuk, without Exeris Akasav, Avada, we wouldn't say that. Without Exeris Akasav, we would say, if Aseda Chalitza Seishesh Bekaris, you could be Miyabim. You don't need there should be Tvisis Kedushin. But haint we have Exeris Akasav of Alel, which tells you that the Ervik is not Neufel Yibum. The Exeris Akasav of Alel is being Mafkia Arayis from Chalitza V'Yibum, that's not because Ein Aseidar Chalitza Shesh Bekaris. That's because Alel teaches you that anything without Tvisis Kedushin doesn't have Chalitza V'Yibum. So who would then Chayve Lavim won't have Chalitza V'Yibum? That's what the Ramban and the Rashba say in Daftes, and Achreinim Amayrach about it to explain this inyan that you see from the Gemara that in Rabbi Kiva, that Chayv Elavin, since he holds his no Tfisis Kedushim, and Melev no Chitzav Yibam, you see that there's a Xeris Akasa from Avalea teaching you that wherever there's no Tfisis Kedushim, whatever is an Erevayf Kedushim becomes an Erevayf Yibam, and is Mafkir Azik of Chitzav Yibam Mikal Vakal. So who didn't Chayv Elavin according to Rabbi Kiva? So Oyv Azai, Fekhtav Nacham Azai. Rabbi wanted to say that din only applies when it's there b'shas nefila. Whenever it comes after nefila, if b'shas that the mace died, she wasn't yet an erva, he wasn't a psuadaka l'mashal, and only after the death he became a psuadaka, so since it was already chal azikas yibam, it's not pocket azikas yibam when it becomes a chayv elav. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. And Abaya asked on him, Abaya shlugged it up, because you see that by Achasisha, you see that even when she becomes an Achasisha after the Nefila, like the case of Rabbi Gamliel, still, Achasisha that came after Nefila is also Mafkiyah Chalitza V'Yibam. So you see, the site isn't true. Fekhtav Nachum, what's the Raya? Maybe Einach Inami. You don't have the automatic Afkar that comes Mikayach, the fact that there's no Tfisus Kedushin, that automatically makes it there's no Zikas Yibam, that has to be Chal only B'Shas Nefila, B'Shas he died. But by Achasisha, you have an additional problem. You have a problem of Ein Aseidar Chalitza Sheish Bekaris. By Achasisha, anyway, she's Mufka from Yibam. Even if you don't have the Din Aleh, even if you don't have the Din Aleh that's Mefkiah Erev from Yibam Be'etzim, but Lamaisa, you can't be Miyam Na Achasisha, Ein Aseidar Chalitza Sheish Bekaris. So what's the Dinyan to Psuadaka? Maybe la'olam the din that the afkar from zika that comes mikayach the fact that there's no kedushin that has to be chal b'shas nefila like Rabbi helped, but by chayv krisus is an additional afkar. There's an additional afkar because Eina said derech leisei sheish bekaris that you don't have a chayv elavin. Chayv elavin, if not for the afkar of the zika, you could say I say derech leisei say. That's vector of Nachum. And for Reb Nachum, no. And for Reb Nachum, the din of Eina Seidar Chalitza Seishesh Bekaris is not going to be Mafkiah Chalitza. That's what you see from here. The din of the Eina Seidar Chalitza Seishesh Bekaris, that makes an Issa Yibam. That's not going to be Mafkiah Chalitza. In order to be Mafkiah Chalitza, for that you need the din Aleh. So Mimela, when you see in the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, that after the Ketana gets older, and he marries the Ketana, the Gedoyle is Yaitzi Mishum HaChesisha, she doesn't need Chalitza, in them state, the afkav also could happen after the nefila. That can't be because of Eina Seidar Chalitza Sheish Bekaris. That's not going to be Matir Chalitza. So once you see there's a head of Chalitza, so you see clearly the afkav that's learned that from Alel, the din, that whenever there's no Tfisus Kedushin, there's afkav for Chalitza V'Yibam, that's also not totally in the Shas Nefila. Oy Bezoi, there's no Chilik, Chai V'Kris, there's a Chai V'Lavin. Legabi the Issa Yibam of Adi Kimi Mechalik. That if there was no afkav of Alel, By Chayve Krisus, there'll still be an Issa Yibam, because Eina Sei Derechal Eisa Sheish Bekaris. By Chayve Lavin, there won't be an Issa Yibam, I say Derechal Eisa Sei. But that would only be in regard to the Issa Yibam. But in regard to the Ptur from Chalitza, the Ptur from Chalitza only could come from the Pasuk of Aleh. If the pasuk of Aleh Kapatu and Achesisha and Chalitza, even when the Achesisha was Chal after Nefila, who would then the pasuk of Aleh Kapatu the Suadaka from Chalitza, even though it became Suadaka after Nefila? That's Reb Nachum's teretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.